Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you.
This week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by foodprint.org's podcast, What You're Eating. Food is complicated, and if you care about where your food comes from, making decisions about what to eat can feel overwhelming. Foodprint aims to help you understand how your food gets to your plate and see the full impact of the food we eat on animals, planet, and people. The podcast uncovers the problems with the industrial food system and offers examples of more sustainable practices, as well as practical advice for how you can help create something better through the food that you buy and the system changes you push for. From practical conversations with farmers and chefs to discussions with policy experts on the barriers to a just and sustainable food system, What You're Eating covers everything from the why to the how. Listen to What You're Eating on your favorite podcast app. We are also sponsored by The Podcast Magazine. Did you know that you can get a free lifetime subscription to The Podcast Magazine? Discover even more podcasts with the preeminent magazine dedicated to podcasts, podcast culture, and the podcasters that fans love. Every issue is full of hundreds of podcasts you may not have heard of, but you ought to be listening to. Learn more at podcastmagazine.com. Hey there, podcast listeners. Welcome to the show. As you can tell by my voice, this isn't your regular host, Ariel Nissenblatt. I'm Ryan Pack, and I'm hosting Feedback with Earbuds this week while Ariel is out of the office. I'll tell you a bit more about me later in the show, but for now, just know that I'm a big podcast listener and host of the show Soundtrack Your Life, and I'm excited to be here to tell you about this week's podcasty things. Let's get to it. Last week on the show and in the newsletter, our curator, Dr. Tricia Jenkins, shared podcast recommendations about cults. The theme was called Inside Cults, and we heard about episodes that tell us how to recognize cults, talk to someone who is in one, and how people have successfully gotten out of them. Did you listen to any of the episodes she recommended? We listened to The Influence Continuum with Dr. Steve Hassan, where he interviews cult survivors. We listened to Worldwide, The Unchosen Church, which is hosted by Dr. Tricia Jenkins herself, who is a cult survivor. We listened to A Little Bit Culty, which provides expertise on who gets involved in cults and how they can get out. We checked out Heaven's Gate, which is about the Worldwide Church of God. And we closed it out with the podcast Twin Flames, which examines two YouTube cult leaders who promise to find their followers' soulmates by any means necessary. If you're interested in any of the above and didn't have a chance to listen to last week, not to worry. You can find them on our website, earbuds.audio. If you did get a chance to listen to last week's podcast about cults, did you discover a new favorite show? If so, we'd love to know that. You can tweet at Earbuds. They're at Earbuds Pod Call. Or you can tweet at me. I'm at soundtrack_your. On to this week's podcast recommendations. Our theme comes to us from curator Anita Flores. Anita is bringing us recommendations for podcasts that are both spooky and funny. In these podcast episodes, we'll hear from comedians as they talk about their favorite horror movies and tropes. We also hear about spooky places and even spookier myths and legends. This week's theme is called Spooky, Funny, Fun. In a moment, we'll hear directly from Anita. She'll tell us about the podcast she selected and why she wants us to go check them out. After we hear from Anita, we've got a voice clip from this week's Spotlight podcast pick. The show is called 24/7. It dives into what it's like to be a caregiver to your parent. In season 3, which just launched on Texas Public Radio, the host interviews filmmakers, authors, and comedians about why they decided to talk about caregiving by centering their work on dementia caregivers. So stick around for that voice clip from host Kitty Isley. After that, I've got some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close it out for the week and send you on your way to listen to some more podcasts. Let's get into it. Here's Anita. Hit the tape!
Hi, my name is Anita Flores. I am a podcast host and a podcast producer. I am a podcast producer for the comedy podcast network Earwolf, and I've produced shows like Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People, Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins, Factually with Adam Conover, and more recently, I produced Earwolf Presents Too Spooky to Handle. And then for fun, outside of work, I host two very different podcasts for fun. One of them is called I'm Listening, which is all about the show Frasier. And the other podcast is called Care Talkers, which is all about being a caretaker. So the theme that I chose, I'm calling Spooky Funny Fun. I love spooky season. Halloween is my Christmas, the candy, the costumes, and more importantly, the horror movies. I really love scary movies and scary TV, and I love laughing, and I think they go together. I actually find horror movies to be relaxing, if you can believe it. And I really enjoy listening to comedy and slash horror nerds like me get excited about their favorite works. So I'm going to tell you about some spooky, funny, fun episodes that I chose. So my first pick is, well, I can't pretend I'm not biased here. It's Earwolf Presents Too Spooky to Handle, and it's episode 4 called The Final Boys. So I pitched making a spooky podcast for the month of October, and here it is. So the show is hosted by comedians Mano Agapian and Betsy Sodaro. They are bringing you their classic, stupid love of all things horror with this 4-episode series. And in this 4th and final episode, Mano and Betsy debate how one becomes a final boy or final girl. They predict how they'd both die in a horror movie, which is surprisingly funny, and reveal once and for all the coolest, scariest, and hottest horror villain in our March Madness-style Scary Bowl. It's super fun. You should definitely check it out. My second pick is from one of my all-time favorite podcasts, How Did This Get Made? The episode is called Dracula 2000, and you guessed it, it is all about the movie Dracula 2000. This episode is for all my 30-somethings who thought it was the most exciting thing to see pop star Vitamin C play a vampire. Jason, June, and Paul discuss Gerard Butler's performance as Dracula, old-timey booby traps, and the incredible performance of Jennifer Esposito. My third pick is Atlas Obscura. The episode is titled Spooky Sites with the Places Team. You know, if you're not familiar with Atlas Obscura, it's a super fun travel podcast. And in this episode, Jonathan Carey and Michelle Cassidy of the Atlas Obscura Places team bring you spooky legends, the Mothman from Point Pleasant and a striking forest in the Transylvanian region of Romania. It's funny in a way that I get a chuckle out of the fun and spooky sound design. They definitely have a good time with the SFX. And I recommend pairing this episode with a roaring fire. And if you're like me and live in an apartment in Brooklyn or any apartment that doesn't have a fireplace, I recommend the fireplace for your home series on Netflix. So pair that up with some hot cocoa. My fourth pick is The Big Picture from The Ringer. And this episode is called Halloween Ends and the Halloween Movie Rankings. So Chris Ryan joins Sean to talk about the recently released Halloween Ends and ranks all 13 Halloween films. This is a very fun episode for someone like me who does enjoy and probably doesn't need to boast about watching entire horror series. You know, I'm a big fan of the Leprechaun series, Friday the 13th, and of course, the Halloween films. So yes, in this episode, Chris and Sean, of course, cover all the Halloween films, including the most important works to the franchise, in my opinion. And those are Halloween H2O and Halloween Resurrection. My fifth and final pick comes from Las Culturistas, and this episode is called I Love Locations with Ana Fabrega and Julio Torres. I think we can all agree that Julio Torres always has a spooky energy. I love that for him. Julio and Anna join Bowen and Matt to tell the Halloween story that is being abroad in March 2020, filming Los Spookies as the pandemic was unfolding. Now that is spooky, or maybe, okay, the other word is traumatic. But, you know, fortunately, they're all very funny. So I enjoyed listening to them talk about that. And Julio also shares a fun anecdote about Alfred Hitchcock, which leads to Matt pitching him to write the film Hitchcock at Dinner, a movie I would absolutely watch. I hope listening to these episodes gets you into a heated debate with your friends over the greatest horror movie villains, and hopefully you'll become motivated to host a group viewing of Halloween H20 and Dracula 2000. So you can check out all four episodes of Earwolf Presents Too Spooky to Handle, available on Apple, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Anita Jutina. That's AnitaJeutina for spooky fun and also probably tweets about the show Frasier.
Thank you to Anita for curating this week's list of podcast picks for earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. We're excited to dive into our spooky, funny podcast recommendations. Anita's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form on our website, earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcasts and you can record a voice clip to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list, even you. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, it's spotlight time. Along with our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting a podcast called 24/7. Here's the host of the show, Kitty Isley, to tell us about it.
Hey, we here at 24/7 are excited to be an Earbuds Spotlight pick. I'm Kitty Isley. I created 24/7. It's a podcast about what happens when you become a caregiver, a parent to your parents. I cared for my dad for 3 years back in my childhood home. It was so meaningful, but so confusing. So I started asking other people how they did it and how we can do it better. Right now, there are 50 million Americans caring for someone over 50. Maybe you're one of them. I hope you'll give a listen and let us know what you think. Thanks.
Next up, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts. First up, OSHA just landed in America. OSHA is an all-in-one marketing platform that replaces 5 or 6 tools on average and wants to make marketing your podcast easy, effective, and enjoyable. They're offering 50% off annual plans to their first 100 U.S. customers. We'll have more information in our show notes. Next, The Latin Jukebox is a show about music with wonderful guests and very good music in English, Spanish, and who knows, maybe other languages as well. If you're curious about music, listen. Next, Lake Song, an audio drama and official selection of Tribeca Audio, takes listeners to a distant future when the world needs fresh water and the Republic of Chicago has it. This is a joint creation of a diverse team of artists that uses music, poetry, politics, and science to ask whether the people can come together to save our future. Find Lake Song on your favorite podcast listening app. And last but certainly not least, who am I and why am I here today? I'm Ryan Pack, host of the Soundtrack Your Life podcast. It's a podcast where we talk to guests about soundtracks that they feel personally connected to. Our guests this season have ranged from other podcasters to composers, musicians, and songwriters. Every episode features a different soundtrack and the reasons why we feel connected to it. Before we go, let's highlight a Patreon supporter. If you're interested in supporting Earbuds, Patreon is a great option. You can even contribute at just $2 per month. This week, let's meet Carolyn Keel of Beyond 6 Seconds. First impressions can only take 6 seconds to make. But if you're neurodivergent, those quick judgments about you can be misleading. That's where the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast comes in. Join Carolyn Keel as she talks with neurodivergent entrepreneurs, creators, advocates, and more about their lives and identities. Their stories shatter misconceptions, break stigma, and showcase the vibrance of neurodiversity. Thank you for your support of Earbuds, Carolyn. Be like Carolyn and go to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's all for this week. Now go listen to some podcasts.
Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kliansky. And until next week, happy listening.